Please sit upright, your head, neck and spine straight naturally. Come back to your breathing and bring your mind back to your body fully 100%. Dear friend, tonight is the 24th of June, the year 2017, and we are on the night number 4 of our Body Mind Purification Retreat at SAC 4 International Meditation Center, Hawaii. The question asked yesterday about what the difference between the color, the shape, and the gravity on the sediment and the stone when we get it out of our body. And as you see, it have many different location. The one that you see in general, the one have the green color in our body, that is the gallbladder on the body. So if you see the color, it's really dark green, and it's very pallid. It's very fine on the surface. That means the sediment, the stone, it stay deep in the gallbladder and maybe for a long time. And then when it stay in the middle above that one, the structure is not really fine. It's a little bit half up fine and cross, and the color it become lighter. So now it have a green color or the yellow green. And then if it stay on the top of that one, it may look like the oily, sticky, soft, like the bear, the sticky bear or gum, and it has the color usually the very light green or the yellow color. And if it deep inside the liver, it may have a like muddy, oily, brown or dark brown color. And sometimes you see the oily, sticky, and it have the kind of black color, like the hacking, the one we use to make the street, right? The cover on the road. That's the it's outside in here. It's in the intersection of the gallbladder and the liver, or maybe some of that in the lung intestine. So that is the color and the surface outside of that. Because we don't have opportunity to have the track, the rack, or the filter, okay, to take it out, and then we examine it. But next time when you do it at home, or when we prepare it, and you have something to collect it, and you have a glove on that, and you can examine, you will see it have a many different format. Sometimes it's like muddy, or sometimes it's like the jelly, and sometimes it's sticky, like the one we make the roast. And sometimes it's like the clay, right? Very sticky, it's very hard, but we still can compress it, so it change form a little bit. It look like the clay. And then the clay, when you just mix it, it's still soft and it's still a little flexible, but when you put it under the sun or when you heat it, it becomes very hard, right? It's very hard, it's very sticky. Sometimes if we press it when it just out and we clean it and we press it, it changes shape a little bit, and we can feel sometimes it's like the clay only, so it's very flexible, very fine. But sometimes it looks like the clay mixed with sand or the bigger sand, so we had a feeling of something in our hand. It's not really fine like the clay only. And especially people with the hepatitis B, C, or people with the big belly, they eat a lot at night, they really have a hard stone. It looks like the stone, the pepper along the riverside, in the ocean. You see, it's round, it's very fine on the surface, and it's very heavy. And sometimes it's soft at the beginning, and it's hard at the end, like the clay. When we just make it and after we put it under the sunlight or we heat it, that is one time. And sometimes it's soft inside and it kind of jelly outside, and then we leave it for a while and it become hard, like look like the chicken egg. Right, when it just give the egg, okay, it's really liquid inside and it let it soft outside. But after a few minutes, the cover, okay, it become hot and the calcification. So the sediment is like that. And other type, it's hot from the beginning and to the end. That is the one with hepatitis B or the one with the big belly, the one eat late at night. And it had a real stone. It's hot. It's really hot from the beginning to the end. And we can keep forever. And then some of them are maybe about 30% in general. Okay, they soft. And then we leave for a while. It's hot. It's like jelly, sticky. And then if we leave it longer, it starts to melt out. Because most of that make up by the bile acid, the cholesterol. And so when we leave it longer, the heat, it will break down, or the oxidation reaction, it will break down. So that's why at first it becomes harder, a little bit sticky, a little bit, and after a few hours, it starts to melt out because of the heat and the reaction. So when we have that, it's not only in gallbladder and the liver. It usually it have a down in the intestine because it's not going through down. So that's why it back up. And some people, it back up into the stomach too. And sometimes it have in the up, in the middle of the body, but it's not down here. Especially we have a lot of the polyp or the small tumor in the stomach because the way we eat wrong. For example, you eat and you drink in the middle of your meal. Especially you drink soft drink with the cold ice, or you drink tea, or you drink anything have a tannin in there. So that happened. And then most of us now have not only the middle part, but the lower part in our intestine, especially the large intestine. Most of us now, we not only have the problem in the middle part, that means the stomach, the gallbladder, and the liver, but we also had a problem with the lower part, especially in the large intestine. That's why we see the belly, it become bigger and bigger because of the retention. And we get into the bad, the very bad cycle over and over again. So the condition, it become worse and worse. For example, if we eat late at night, or we eat too fast, we overeat, so the nutrition cannot move, cannot be convert, cannot be delivered, so it will retain in our intestine. And then when that happens, the nutrition we bring it in, it not move, it not flow correctly, so it slow down, right? When it slow down, that nutrition become trapped, become dirty substance, become dangerous to our body. And to protect our body, that means the intestinal wall, right? So what it does, it will secrete the mucus. You see, it will secrete the mucus to block it. To block it. That's why more and more mucus be secreted out. If one and the why we have that happen, okay? And then next day, you have a bowel movement right away to get rid of that one. Okay, so we come back to the normal situation, so we are doing good. But if we eat late, or the food cannot convert, and then morning we don't have bowel movement after 7, okay, it's time to draw it back inside, so that that will get stuck in our intestine with the mucus layer thicker. And then the next meal, that means the breakfast or the lunch, if we not change the way of eating to correct way, or if we not cut down the size, so we still continue to do the same thing, right? So we still eat a lot, we still eat really fast, and then when it come in here, first it have a negative energy in here, so all the nutrition cannot be converted to the positive. it will remain negative, right? And then the mucus in here become thicker, so that's why it slow down the flow again. So when it slow down the flow, the good one now become the bad one. So it support for the negative energy, the environment becomes stronger, okay? And then when the negative environment, the toxic substance rising to protect that, our body secrete more mucus to protect it. You see, so the mucus layer now it become thicker, so it hold all the other in that layer. And the more mucus secretion, it become thicker and it become stickier. So when that happen, inside the organ or the cell doesn't have enough energy to work, right? So it will report to the headquarters, I need more energy, right? When it the feedback control like that, so we need to eat more. And when we eat more in the wrong way, so it gets stuck in there. So the cycle, it just go worse and worse. You see, so the belly become bigger and the flow of the nutrition becomes slower and the flow of the byproduct, the trap, get rid out, becomes slower. So the good become bad and the bad become worse. So the belly become bigger and bigger, the nutrition become less and less. So if we not recognize and change that condition to make it better, the situation now, it become different story. It become worse. For example, you have your neighbor. At the beginning, okay, we have a good relationship, right? We harmony to each other, so we don't need to have the fence to separate our land. We can go over, right? We can help each other. But and then when the relationship, okay, it's not good, we have no harmony. That means, okay, we're not working together. So we had the pole and we had the line, okay, so we separate. Okay, you stay on your side, me stay on my side. So if the condition is not improved, okay, it gets worse. So it's not only we had a pole, we had a fan, now we have the net, or we have something, we have, for example, we use the curtain, the wood, okay, so we can block it. So we cannot see our neighbor. Yeah. We don't like to see your face, right? Okay, so we use thick the fan, right? We use thick the fan, higher fan. And then if the relationship is not improved, it become worse. Okay, I don't see your face, but I still hear your sound, your voice. I hate that. So what I do next? I build up the very high concrete wall, you see? So I don't want to hear your voice. I don't want to see your face. So the same thing in here, okay? After it secrete the mucus, at first it's very thin, okay? And then the more disharmony, the more mucus be secrete, it become thicker. The more it secrete, the more thicker, it become more sticky, right? Like the same like our tear, our nose, right? Our ear. So the more thicker, the more sticker, it's very sticky. And if that not resolve the problem, finally the muscle, okay, the muscle cross over because it's higher, it's harder. When the muscle cover that start to have the polyp or the tumor. So that's why we need to know how to live in harmony with our body and listen to our body, especially at we already learned. Now today we live afternoon more than before noon. When we leave afternoon many hours more than before noon, the meal we eat afternoon more than before noon, and especially very late after the sunset. So the same amount of food we need every day, but if we bring all that before noon, it's totally different with afternoon. Okay, you see, from darkness to brightness, from the cold to the hot, or from low temperature to high temperature, from slower to faster. But afternoon is opposite. From faster go to slower. From higher temperature go into lower temperature. See, from active into passive. So look like you are from the small road, you go out to the freeway. It's faster, easier, right? And you from the freeway, you go into the small road, into town. It's slow down. You are from darkness, you go out to the bright, you go faster. But from the brightness, you go down to the night, so you have to slow down. You see? And then the heat, it will dilate. The cold, the temperature, lowering down, it will constrict. You see? So that's got the same amount of food. But if you bring it in our body before noon, it will do all good things for us. But we bring that late afternoon, the later, the worse. You see? So that's why we had to shift, we had to change the habit of eating. That's why you see why the Buddha not allow the Sangha, the monk, okay, to eat in the evening. Because that is a way to protect the body, and when the body healthy, the mind will have the wisdom. And then relate to the law number 3, the Buddha already mastered that, and at the beginning, when he first did a sermon and first had a Sangha, he taught to live in middle way. And then after that, for a while, okay, and he taught to live in contentment, no enough. And finally, he taught that the most 3 necessity should not enough. See, so upscale. So first, middle way. Second, okay, know how enough. And third one, okay, not enough. Okay, not enough. But not enough, 3 things. 3 most important, most necessary things. So what is the most important thing in life? First, eating, right? Secondly, clothing. And thirdly, sleeping or accommodation. You see, that is the 3 most important things in life. Eating is the most important, right? If we don't have enough eating, we don't worry about the clothing. And if we don't have enough clothing, we don't need to have the sleeping or the accommodation, the big house. So from middle way to know how enough, and then finally should not enough. And should not enough what? Should not enough 3 most important things. If we not study and if we not practice, we see Buddha not good. Okay? Because he's so picky and he's so selfish. Okay? Eating and clothing and sleeping not allow us to have enough. You see? Why before he had enough? Before he asked to live in the middle way, but now he say not enough. Okay? Because his compassion so great and his wisdom so deep, so he can foresee in the future. He know in the future the life will be very comfort, the material very fully developed. And he wants to protect us. He wants to help us to have a healthy body and a strong mind with the wisdom. Now, the first one is the eating, why we should not provide enough. When you have something you don't like much, you have a tendency to abuse it or not? No. When something you like it, the more you like it, the more you want to eat more and the more you want to abuse. You see? And then you will appreciate it, you will treasure it, you will protect it when you have a less or when you have a more. The less we have, the more we appreciate and the more we protect. And third, when you don't have anything to eat, you search inside first or outside first. For example, now you go home and you don't see anything ready, no meal ready for you. No meal ready for you. You look inside first or you look outside first. No, wrong. Because only now, because you have a lot of the pre-made and the shop to make for that. But if you don't have, think about originally, okay, if we don't have a shop, we don't have a market, we don't have a pre-cook, we have to do ourselves. And if no one make the meal for you ready, you have to serve in the refrigerator. If you look open the refrigerator, you don't see anything, you have to go to store it. And then suppose when you go to the supermarket, you have no money, you have no transportation, you cannot go buy in there. You have to try to search wherever in your home, in your house, to find anything you can eat. But that's the first thing, because it's closed. Suppose you have to think, because now we are so convenient. So that's why we get you to the wrong way. But think about, okay, in the old time, we have not enough money, we don't have transportation. So first thing, when we home and we don't have anything to eat, we have to search whatever closet. Maybe the refrigerator. If we don't have refrigerator, you have to look in the storage. If we look outside, we don't have, we try to search anywhere in the house. But if we don't have anything in house, and then we start to search around in our garden. Yeah, that is in the old time. So that's why the Buddha already know that. You see, that this is the step by step. When we have less, we don't provide enough, we appreciate it. So that's why, okay, we really trust and appreciate. That's why we have, we use the higher energy. And when we have it, okay, we don't eat it right away, we don't swallow it real quick. We look at that and then we take small pie, we smell it, we sniff it, and we taste slowly, we enjoy, we appreciate. So that's why we take all the higher level energy first before we really put it in mouth, little by little, okay? So that's why, okay, that is the first thing. So we think about that, we appreciate that, we look at that, we sniff at that, we smell that, and then finally we taste it. A small piece put in the big mouth, it's nothing. It's not enough, so we retain in there as long as possible. So that's why it takes all information, it takes all nutrition right away. They don't want to waste anything. So it converts maximum into the nutrition, into the good energy. And then down here, the same thing. You see, the whole big stomach, okay, it has a little bit of food in there. Try, it secretes all the enzyme on the digestive fluid, okay, to welcome that one, and it will try to convert maximum into the energy. Don't waste anything. So it becomes good energy and nutrition, and the trap is the minimum, you see? And because it's not enough, even though they try the best, but because we not provide enough, so after they take all that effort, still not enough, right? So what they do next? Go searching indoor first. You see, searching indoor first. So you see, from outside, when the food outside, it go from the top down to the bottom, to the higher energy level, going low down, low down. Okay? After they follow that procedure, they still not get enough energy. So now they have to search indoor out. So now they have to go backward. They have to search for the edible, that means the raw material, the bulky one first, the material first. So what our body does in that situation, he will go around in the intestine first, in the digestive system first, looking for anything he can use, the old cell, the bacteria who doesn't work right, anything he can recycle. He put it back recycle in the digestive system first. After do in the digestive system, if it's not enough, he will pass into the circulation system. After circulation system not enough, he go into the muscular. If any fat tissue, any glucagon, that means the glucose storage, okay, they pull it out. So that means anything he can find in the digestive system, in the circulation system, in the muscular system, try to take advantage, try to recycle all. So as a matter of fact, first, he will clean up his own system first, you see, clean up. Secondly, when he clean up, the flow become faster, right? The flow become faster. When the flow become faster, the good become better, and the bad become good. And with the appreciation, with the amount not enough, they already try to convert to the nutrition maximum already, so we have no trap or very little trap. So that's why our system be cleaned up on the daily basis. it never stuck over or no accumulation. And when that we perform on a daily basis, we have no mucus be secreted out. We have no bad bacteria to grow up in the lab setting. So we have all the good positive energy and the good labor to work for us. Okay, no bad one. And then even though he tried the best to do all that one indoor, still not enough. So what he does next? Go back next level, searching for sensible food. To search for sensible food, the only option has to expose to outdoor. You see? And now go back to the nature. We contact with the truth. We contact with the real energy, with the real image. You see? And so we have a chance to get more energy and harmony with the universe. That's why you see in the old time, they live out in the nature more than indoor, in monastery, you see. And with the second level, energy is still not enough because it's not nourished our higher body, you see. And because we not provide enough, so that's why it needs to upscale, go to the third level energy and the fourth level energy. That's why we had to have the Dharma in the sutra. They say the happy, the joy from learning Dharma and from the meditation, right? So that kind of food for our higher level body. So that's why in the old time, we live out in the nature more, we live in mindfulness more, and we practice the true Dharma, we learn the Dharma, we discuss Dharma, and we practice meditation more than nowadays. So you see, the first one, eat less. It's really helpful for our body. It will helpful for environment because we not abuse and we not polluted. And then when we hungry, we not enough. So we understand really deep. And then we will sympathize with the other one when they don't have enough food to eat. You see, because we have a compassion. So from the wisdom, our own experience, now we have compassion to the other, so we're willing to share and we're willing to save the food and the environment. You see, if we not experience that, we don't really understand, we not really experience, so we not really appreciate the food, we not really understand and compassion with the other person or the party or the environment. All right, that is the first one, eating. Now, second one, clothing. Wearing. Why not enough? Why not enough? We already learned that in our body, the good thing, the positive energy, the heat will be internal. It will emit out, right? It will from inside to outside. All the good thing all the way in the center. So when, for example, when we feel cold and then we have the jacket on right away. We had plenty of jacket, right? So when we feel a little bit cold, we put the jacket on, we put the hat on, we put the sock on, we think we protect, right? That's no good. Because our body, our immune system doesn't have opportunity to burn or to put out the energy from inside to outside. So that's why the outside temperature or the environment is just invade in. If we don't have a jacket, the sock on, or the hat on, automatically inside have to burn all the fat, burn whatever they have, and then if they don't have anything, they still have the minimal energy inside to put out. So it helps first to clear up all the meridian, so it not be blocked. Secondly, it have a very high defense mechanism. And thirdly, it helps to burn up all the extra energy, or it let the system work properly. So when we not use the jacket, we defend ourselves, okay? So we develop all that one and we independent. On the other hand, we have to be depend on something outside. We have no control about that, and our immune system become weaker, our meridian become blocked because it's not clear. And then extra energy it not be burned out, even though they don't know how to reuse. For example, if they don't have energy enough, okay, they will take on the bacteria or the old cell, whatever they can recycle to burn it up. You see? So that is a way to clean up our system too. But when we Don't do that. We just use a jacket. We put it on the socket on, so the whole system be blocked, and then they have on the one not recycled. They have on the extra fat tissue, on the extra sugar. So that's why we had a problem. So now in case of hot weather, okay, if we have a hot weather, we have umbrella and we have something to cover, to insulate, or we have the refrigerator, we have the cooler, we have the air conditioner. Again, it's not doing good for us because the body didn't have an opportunity to sweat. When it sweat, cool down, it clear on the meridian and it put inside out too. So whatever block it, it clear, whatever outside invade, it put it out, you see? And then when we expose to the heat, to the sunlight, we have an opportunity to absorb more energy and especially convert to the vitamin D. It's very important for our bone, and that is one of the very important hormones. It's not just a vitamin, it's a hormone. But now today, because we cover so thick, so that's why, okay, we lack of the vitamin D. And cancer is one of the times when we lack the vitamin D and we have osteoporosis. And then when we not cover our body much, we have an opportunity to expose to the real temperature of the nature. So we easy to go along with that. And we have an opportunity to receive or to live in reality with the truth more than we be covered, you see. And then again, when we have less, we appreciate more, we protect more, and we treasure more. If we have less material, less hat, less clothes, less jacket, less sock, we try to wear it very carefully and preserve it. When we have more, we disrespect that and we call pollution. Because the more we have, the more we have to use, the more we have to wash, waste of water, waste of detergent. You see, cause the pollution in the air, in the water, in the soil. And it's not torn yet, and we throw away. Even though it's still brand new, we change a new one. You see? So a lot of problems. That's why the Buddha already foreseen that. And he predicted that, and that's why he asked, he teach us from the very old time to prevent that happen. And then when we live in reality, we experience the cold or the heat like that, and we don't have enough. Right, we don't have enough material to cover, to help us, to protect us, so we had to defend ourselves. And from that, we experience, and we will compassionate to the other, compassionate to the poor people, and to the one had to work on the field so hard, the one had to live in the high altitude, the mountain so cold. So when we have that experience, we compassionate and we willing to share with them whatever we have. And we willing to say whatever we have for the environment, for the other people. You see, so benefit for ourselves, benefit for other people and for the environment. All right, we leave the third one for the next time. That is, you see, too much benefit already. So now the question, where the question? Now, actually, I told you, okay, our body needs certain amount of energy. Okay, so if you give it at the beginning of the day, it will control, it manipulate whatever you do in advance. Okay, in advance, in active way, all the way better. For example, your daughter, okay, go to the mainland to study. She call you every day or every week. You guys talk on the phone. But all of a sudden, she did not tell you. And then tomorrow, 9 o'clock, you hear somebody knock on the door. You open the door and you see her. You're surprised. The one very familiar with you, but not know in advance, not prepared. You still surprised. On the other hand, you had a letter from the government or from the court. Send you or from the police department, send you the letter or give you the car. Mr. A, tomorrow 9 o'clock, I will send an officer to you. I have something to talk to you. You don't know who that guy, right? You don't know what the problem. But at least you had the letter or the car, let you know 9 o'clock tomorrow, you have someone from that department come to see you. So at 9 o'clock, you hear the door knock. You open up, you see the officer. You're not surprised. So the stranger But you know in advance, you prepare in advance. So it's not surprising you, it's not shock you. But the one familiar with you, but you're not in active role, right? You're not be no first, you're not prepared, and you still surprised. So the same thing in here, the same amount of energy our body needs for daily activity. If you give it in the beginning of the day, it know how to control, how to manipulate, how to deliver. Okay, they don't need more than that. And one thing most of you don't know, because our physical consuming energy maximum only 30% of the total energy input, okay, for the physical work, okay, for the physical work, it takes only maximum 30% of input energy on a daily basis. The other 70% for the brain, for the internal organ to maintain the heart beating, to the lung, to all the chemical bioreaction, something like that. The physical activity, it just cut 30% of the total energy only. That's why you say the nature already set up here. Okay? From the beginning of the day, the stomach starts to work strongly to convert all the energy to provide for the beginning of the day. And the headquarters had to have enough energy to monitor all the activity throughout the day. Right? It's just direct, okay, you do that, you do that, you do that. And then the physical will follow that order. You see, so if you provide all of your energy early in the morning or late at noontime, so you will be good. Okay, you will be good. Now actually if we want to balance both body and mind, okay, the main meal is supposed to be at noontime. Remember, because this is the highest energy in the universe. And this is the point where it resets the balance state. This is where the two major organ systems working together. You see, so this is the best time. That's why you see the Buddha had to have lunch at this time. Only one meal per day, and that is the best time. Right, breakfast very important, but if we don't have the breakfast, okay, we put it to the lunch time. But if we have, for example, 100% of the input, we can put 40, 60, okay, or maybe 30, 50, okay, 30, 50, and 20, okay, 20, but in the afternoon or early evening, not late in the evening, before the sunset, okay, before the sunset. You see, because that's out balance. Feel no good, because no good, because the stomach not working at that time. That's why it not convert, okay? It not convert to nutrition, and it has to spend energy to work. So that's why you feel hungrier. The later you eat, the hungrier you will feel. 4 p.m. before sunset, okay? You wake up early in the morning and don't stay late at night, okay? After you close the door, okay, you don't become most of people, they have a habit. They will clean up, right? They have to clean up, and then after they eat, they have a shower, totally wrong. Okay, you just leave there, whatever you need to put in the refrigerator, put the refrigerator, and then go home, have a quick shower, not more than 10 minutes. Okay, quick shower and go to bed right away so you can have the second opportunity to reset your balance state. And then early in the morning, you wake up, okay? You wake up and now you work, you clean whatever, and you had a breakfast, full breakfast, and after that, you open the door, you serve people. You see, if you serve from 9 o'clock, no one to open at 8 o'clock, right? So you have the breakfast, you fill up your stomach, you fill up your energy, you really awake alert. You see, you get ready. Now you serve people good. And then you boost up the second meal at noontime, 11:30. No one come at that time yet. Usually, okay, they still come around at noontime after afternoon. You see? So we always prepare our body first, you see? And then we serve for the people. And then you will find if you need a little bit extra about before again, you can eat around at 5 or 6 at that time. Okay, people not coming yet. So you always prepare for yourself first. And you feel happy, you feel full energy, and the brain is full, awake, and alert. It's heavy, you see? And now you always do behind. You see? Instead of in active role, now you're in the passive role. You see? Now you have to switch it and change it. In the old time, when we had to work in the farm, in the field, the earliest we have a morning, okay, that is around 4 o'clock, okay, 4 or 5, that is the earliest time. And make sure you should have a bowel movement first. That means you have to return before you receive. That is the law, right? You have to return to the nature first before you receive. First, secondly, when you return, that means you get rid of the dirty. You clear up the system. So it's clear and it's good positive energy. When you take in the new one, it will be follow the law of attraction. If you take in the good one, it move fast, you see. But if you not return, you get stuck in here, or dirty in here, negative energy. So when you take the same meal, it will take the negative in, and whatever the positive come in, okay, it now be convert to the negative too, because the flow will slow down. You see, so no good. So make sure you have to return it first before you receive. The same thing like I teach you about the technique of breathing. We always think of breathing in first and breathing out later on, but that's wrong. Especially nowadays when we have the big belly and we have the problem with the lung. We have to learn how to exhale first, alright, and then inhale later. Depend on how you practice. It have some people the whole life, 70 years, 75 years, not eating, not drinking. In India, okay? And in Nepal, in Vietnam, I know someone at least 5 or 6 years not eating anything, not drinking anything, okay? Still working at, still hanging around, still talking, still doing chanting, still manage the work in the temple, okay? No water, okay? That is some special, you know? But in common, like us, if we practice, okay, I can go about 3 days without water, about 21 days without food, okay? Actually, when you don't have enough water, depend, it's not the water only, but the oxygen. Remember, oxygen is more important than the water, all right? The reason, because the brain, it uses a lot of energy. Only 2% of our body weight, but it uses up 20% of total calorie. That means it uses 10 times more than any organ in our body. So when we not provide external energy, if we cannot use internal energy, it has a gap. When we don't know how to switch from the lower energy to the higher energy, we have a gap, you see? Secondly, depend on how you practice. If you know how to yield the higher energy, that means you have to do the mindfulness, you have to do the meditation, you have to do the breathing. So you have energy at a high level. But if you fast or you don't provide any raw energy, but you don't substitute for the higher energy, that's why you have that symptom. The other reason, because 65 to 70% of body weight is water, the liquid. But the brain is higher, 80 to 90% of our brain is water. We did not have an opportunity to go deep in that, but the function of the water, as you see it here, you see why it can change when the energy change. It has many different characteristics. It's very wonderful. That is the best substance in the world. That's why when we have this planet, the water has to cover 3/3 of our surface area. In our body, 2/3 of our body weight is the water. But the brain has the equivalent out there, 80% to 90%, the headquarter. So the water has a lot of important role. So when we don't provide enough water, don't provide enough oxygen, it has a problem. Thirdly, most of us not practice that method. I'm asking you from yesterday to listen to your body, okay? Especially when you really eliminate and clean up all the system. you feel lighter, right? You feel lighter. It looks like the balloon. You tired. Or it's so heavy. All of a sudden, now you release the knot and get it flowing up, right? It's flowing up. So that happened because our concept is wrong, and then our nutrition, our way of living wrong, so it pour our body down with so heavy. Now we change the concept, we clear up the meridian, okay, we get rid of the dirty substance, especially last night when we cleared the main organ, the liver and the gallbladder. Some people may feel dizzy because it's so light. They think that we're dizzy, but it's not. That is the feeling of releasing. But because we not yet used to that, we get used to the stick, to heavy, and now we feel lighter and we feel dizzy. But actually not. That's the feeling of the energy, it flow. Okay? It's flowing up. And if we not get used to that, we cannot get out of this body. We cannot return to the energy level. Because sooner or later, at the last minute, when we had to exit this body, okay, what we call the soul, right, or the energy body, it had to get out of this physical body. So when it get out of this physical body, it had a feeling much, much stronger than that feeling. And most of people are not prepared that. So they're surprised, they're holding back, so that's why they cannot go. In another word, cannot let go. We hold back, so that's why we get stuck here, or we get reborn in the lower rim, cannot go to the higher rim. And so that's why it's very important to practice this one so you can experience all that. So it's not really the feeling of dizzy. Just let go, and automatically you will feel. When you do the meditation, the same thing. When you let go, you let your body, the physical body, melt out. You have a feeling like you float, okay, not on the ground, all right? Not only the real physical body, but the mind and the feeling, the same thing. It melts out and it kind of floating in the air. Right? So don't worry. Just let go of that. And the more you let go, the more you experience deeper and deeper and higher level of spiritual. You will experience when you just follow the practice. And the more you practice, the more you let go. And I told you, from we have a three level, from the gross level energy to the medium and to the no form. That is physical body that we eat, and to the oxygen breathing, and to the mind, the consciousness. We use this one, the oxygen breathing, make the brick to connect it. But in here, this still, even though no form, invisible, but it's still, we can feel, okay, we still can describe it. After you pass this level, you will go into the field, cannot describe. Okay, only Buddha understand the Buddha. Nirvana in Nirvana. Okay, that is no word can describe. But before we get to that, we have to know how to connect between the physical to no physical, from form to no form, by this practice. The religion, actually, I told you religion is not the spiritual. Okay, it's just a very tiny portion of the spiritual. The consciousness at the beginning, that is the superficial, the consciousness of the growth level, that a little bit still have a bias. But and then when you practice for a while, you melt out or no longer have a discrimination between right and wrong, left and right, good or bad. That means, okay, you go back to the middle. It's balanced, and you are harmonized, united with the nature, with the universe. At that time, okay, it switched to what we call the Buddha nature, or the spiritual energy. So the consciousness at that level, it's much broader, and it's much subtle, very mild, very subtle. You still know, but you not know clearly. For example, you hear the sound. At the consciousness growth level, you may distinguish that is the sound of the human being, or the bird, or the car. But when you go to the higher level, the consciousness, you hear the sound, you just know the vibration. But you not distinguish that is from the male or the female, from the human being to the animal or to the car. At the drop level, you had a feeling when the wind blowing through your face. You feel hot, you feel cold, you feel breezy, you feel vibration. But when you go to the higher level, you had a feeling of touching, okay, of something moving, okay, moving. But you not distinguish clearly that it was that. But you know, okay, everywhere, okay, you will feel, okay. At the same time, you can hear, you can see, but not see by this eye. You see by your third eye, that means you can see the color change, you can see the wave movement, and you can feel the touch, you can feel the change of temperature, you can hear the wave sound, all that at the same time. Because that moment, you can take two examples for that. Look like all of your mind, okay, or all your vibration. Now it's so quiet, it's so pure, it will light the mirror. So when you had a very clean, very clear mirror, what it does, it will reflect very far away, reflect very detailed. So whatever in front of it will reflect all. Close here, there, and there, it all reflect in the mirror. So the same thing, your mind and your consciousness at that moment. Everything surrounding you will reflect on that. So you can hear, you can feel, you can take everything. The second example, because at that moment, we and the environment surrounding at one, no border, okay? So whatever out there you experience, see no different, nothing to block it or to separate it. So that's why anything out there is you, anything you is out there. So that's why you see when you go to the Nirvana, the Buddha cannot find you and no one can distinguish. You see, that is the same, right? The same, the Buddha cannot find out the other Buddha and cannot describe because they are in the same environment, they are in the same frequency, the united, yeah, harmony. All right, so we should stop here. Everyone come back to your sitting. First, we not really need to have a cup of water a day. Everything fixed, I don't say wrong, I say it not right. Because 65 to 70% of the body weight is water. So you had to follow your body weight. I am 125 pounds and you are 150 pounds. I still ate a glass of water, you still ate a glass of water. It's not fair, not right. Secondly, the weather. You live in Hawaii, okay, the temperature change very little. Lucky for you, but the other stay. Even in Hawaii, in the morning and in the noon and in the evening, the temperature is totally different. And the winter and the summer, different. So if we use the same amount of water, no right. The one working indoor and the one working outdoor, the same amount, not right. You see, the one with diet, with the fruit and vegetable compared to the one with under the meat, under the frozen food, under the dry food, not the same. The one like to have the opening, right? Like t-shirt or the, compared to the one with too many layers. And even though working in the indoor, the one yield the open air, different with the one had the fan, different with the one yield the air conditioner. You see, the same career, but like the monk, he okay, just sit meditation all day long. I had to talk all day long. I want a lot of water. Many, many different factors. So why we have the same amount? That is not right. You have to think about that. So you have to listen to your body. Even though you know now you need one bottle a day. Okay, you need one bottle a day. And you take the wrong way and the wrong time. Okay? You take the wrong way and the wrong time. First, the wrong way. Instead of take sip by sip like we practice. Now we knock on the whole bottle at one time. It will eliminate out right away. So you feel thirsty. Okay? Instead of sip by sip, okay, it will retain in your body for longer. And we don't have opportunity to go deeper in the technique of chewing. It helps you a lot. Now, wrong time. During the daytime, the body temperature and the environment temperature all the way higher than in the evening. To balance it out, we need more water in the daytime than the nighttime, right? Or in the morning than in the afternoon. But in the morning, you are so busy. You concentrate on work, you are so busy, and you forget, or even though you remember, but you say have no time to drink. So at that time, your body had to be very exhausted, very overheat, like the car overheat, and it had to use the internal fluid to draw out, to cool down your system. So you feel more tired, more exhausted, and take more energy to draw the fluid from inside out. And it's so exhausted, and after you finish work, you're going home. Afternoon or evening already. Now you have to compensate for that because you borrow the whole day. Now you have to return. So when you go home, then you drink the whole bottle. You see? And now because the temperature going down, it's cool already. You no longer heat, so the extra water now, you have to go urination at midnight so you cannot go to sleep and you feel tired. You see, so the same amount of water, but you drink in different way, you drink different time, it comes different effect. So that's why you have to listen to your body. Everything very naturally, right? But we never listen to our body. We just be attacked, we stick to the external, and we forgot about ourselves. And drinking after meal, no good. Okay, drinking between meal, too bad. Drinking in the middle of the meal, that is totally against the nature. Because when you chew the food, the digestive fluid secretes accordingly the amount of food you put it in. If you eat mindfully correctly, okay? But if you eat unmindful, incorrect, the amount of digestive fluid secretes less than it's supposed to be, okay? So that's why, okay, you see, you swallow too fast, you cannot digest all the food, and so it's retention and have all kind of problem. And now, when you chew not carefully, okay, you feel thirsty and you drink more fluid. And the digestive fluid secretes not enough already to digest the food. Now you add more water, that means you dilute it out. So the concentration now become lower. It cannot do its job. See, and the food can retain again. So drinking between the meal, even though you're drinking the water only, it's not good already. When you drink cold water, when you drink suffering, it worse. Because you eat and you drink the cold and it constricts in the meal. It has the fat, it has lipid. When you have a cold temperature, it's sticky. When it has a sugar, it's sticky. When it have a sugar, it's fermented, so it extends your stomach. Okay, so you have a stomach ulcer or reflux. So all kind of problem when you drink cold gas or suffering. Even though the drinking water is still no good. Drinking after meal, the same thing. Okay, drinking after meal, you just need a little bit to rinse your mouth only. You need to wait at least half an hour to an hour to rinse, but still a small amount, not the whole cup. All right? Especially the one drink tea or coffee, if you don't know how to drink, okay, you destroy all the process of chewing and digesting with all the enzyme breaking in the mouth, in the stomach. You do the opposite work. When you drink tea or coffee, between meal or after meal, you revert on the process from the beginning down here. So no good. Actually, coffee is no good. It's good, but it's no good. It's good for some condition, but in general, it's not good. Tea, it maybe have a more good benefit than coffee. And tea, you should drink when you sweat, when you need to have a wake alert mind, and you need to drink after meal. But very special technique, but most of us don't know. When Chinese people, or actually the Asian people, we used in the old time, after meal, you see the senior, the one about 70, 80, above that age, they know how to drink tea correctly, and after that generation, most of us drink the wrong way. After meal, they take a very small cup, maybe half of this one, okay, even a very concentrate, okay? And now we think, okay, we are richer, we not take a small cup, we take the whole big cup, you see? The big cup like the McDonald's. Okay, we think we are rich, okay, the more the better, right? No more, no better. In the tea, it have a tannin. The tannin, that the astringent, remember? Astringent. What is the purpose of astringent? We usually use that for immunity or for diarrhea. When we have a diarrhea, we usually use that. Why is that? Because the medicinal activity of astringent is constriction and coagulation. That means clumping together. When you have the toxic substance flow in your digestive system, you ring that one in so it can coagulate. Take all that combined together. Don't let it flow around to destroy your mucus or the leg. And then also along the wall, it constricts so the hole to pass through becomes smaller. The particle now become bigger. You see? Coagulate, so it makes the single particle now combine all together. So it makes the clumsy, the bigger one. On the other hand, at the wall, at the border, it shrink. It constrict, so the hole or the way to pass through becomes smaller. So it not penetrate deeper inside. You see? So that's why it protects the toxic substance to damage your intestine or internal organ, and it gets rid of that. It holds the water, so that it treats for diarrhea. That is the mechanism of immunity to protect too. When you drink tea, particular any tonic astringent, remember when we eat, we have to chew, right? When we chew, so the food becomes smaller, and our teeth is shaken. So the root is losing, and the food now is smaller, and so it can rot down there around the tooth. Every single tooth, it have some smaller piece of food, okay, get down there. No way we can get out, you see? So when we have a tiny cup of tea with astringent, they usually put in the mouth, and they squeeze it around that. Gently a few rounds, so it automatically it draw all that particle of food up. You see, it draw it up, and after that it constrict the gum. It make the gum tiny to the teeth. You see, so no food down there, no bacteria can grow. And after a few rounds, the astringent, the tannin already bind to all the food, already constrict the gum already. So after that, we swallow down here, it no longer have astringent, you see? But if you had a whole big cup, and you put in here, and you swallow continuously, all right? So we not do the job up here. You see, so all the astringent on the tannin go down to the stomach. When it go down to the stomach, you know what it does, right? All the food, we chop it down here, and all the digestive fluid try to break it down more, smaller, and now it come in and coagulate again. And then when it go down here, it's supposed to pass through. Now it constrict the vessel. It constrict the wall. So it clumsy. It make the particle become bigger. And the hole go through is smaller. So it cannot pass through. So all nutrition cannot pass. You see, whatever we do from up here down, now it revert. So up here, the food stuck in the tooth. So we have an infection. Down here, our nutrition breakdown, no good. Now become stone. It's sticky, and it sticks to the stomach, to the intestine, so it becomes the polyp, it becomes stone. You see, so drinking tea, it's the technique, the beautiful technique, but we don't know. You see, so we can have a maximum of 1 cup to 2 cup by half of this way. And then we have to slowly switch around our mouth for a few rounds before we swallow. And that's it. Alright, that's it. No more than 1 or 2 small cups like that. That is the right technique to drinking tea after meal. So we can drink after meal, we can drink in the morning when we need, whenever we need a wake alert. Or we want to drink whenever we sweat too much, when we expose to outdoor, when we exercise, when we do anything, but we sweat too much, we want to hold it back, we want to release slowly, and we can drink tea at that time. Any tea, green tea in the bed, but I still like the high altitude tea, like in the north of Vietnam or in Sri Lanka, some very high mountain. It has the fresh air, and then the nutrition in the soil, it's very rich. green tea better. Green tea that is natural, but black tea is through the process. Depend on the soil. Yeah. All right. So, and we come back to your breathing. Bring your mind back to your body, fully 100% relax. May all beings be happy. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings living in harmony way. May all living share my merit. May all beings learn the true Dharma. May all beings be liberated from suffering, from birth and death cycle. May all beings be enlightened. Enlightenment.